I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, we'd have been expected to win, and we'd have lost, and we'd have been the underdogs, and we'd have won. So at the end of the day, we embrace it, and we know what type of team we are. So at the end of the day, we going into this game expecting to win, hoping that we can win the game, and we're going to do everything we can. Then we feel like we got a great team, and we know they got a great team as well. They ain't lost one game. And we've been testing a lot of battles, and we know that. So they expected to win. A lot of people might be expecting us to lose, but at the end of the day, we know what type of team we are. So we confident in our team, and that's all that matters. We're not really worried about Vegas or any of the media as well.
Sly, this is your second Super Bowl. How different is this from 2 years ago? And obviously, look at the outcome.
I think it's a lot different. I think we're a different team. I think we're a lot more tougher team, more physical team. And 2 years ago was a different game we played in. Obviously, we're in a tough battle, a great team we're playing against, and hopefully we come out with a victory. That's our main goal, is to focus on this Super Bowl.
Over the last 48, 72 hours, you guys have done an awful lot of talking. How excited are you to get back to the practice field?
Man, I'm just ready to get into a regular week, man. Obviously, you know, you got to deal with the media and stuff like that. And we're blessed to be able to be here, because obviously if we didn't have a good season, we wouldn't be here right now. So we just want to be able to focus on obviously playing football, and that's what we'll be able to get back to starting the day, get back out on the field and get in the meet room and be able to get back on football.
So there's been a lot of talk about stopping Cam Newton, but Jonathan Stewart on that backfield is pretty strong too. Tell me about just stopping that Carolina run.
Oh, man, they got a great run game, and obviously one of the best in the NFL, but we got a great run defense as well. We got a great front seven. And so we looking forward to going into the game, man, and playing our game. You know, obviously we come out victorious. You know, you can talk about the run game they got, but, you know, saying we got a great run defense as well. You know, we got a great front seven, like I said. We got safety just coming down here and tackle. So we feel like if we play our game, we're going to be in good shape.
You guys have personified the word team. 53 guys, different guys stepping up every week. Can you talk about that?
Oh, man, yeah. Like I said, at the end of the day, you know, we got a great team. You know, we got 53 guys. And that's not even including our practice players that go out there every day and lay on the line for us and going out there giving us good looks. You know, we got a great practice squad players that's going out there every day, and they giving us a great look. You know, the offensive linemen, the defensive linemen, the corners, T-Nicks, man, been doing it all year, and that's why he was able to be brought up and be on the active roster. So, man, we are definitely a team, and we pride ourselves on not worrying about the outside noise and just being confident on what we do. And so, like I said, we know we got a great team, all of us, 53-plus. Well, we got 10 practice squad players, 63 players, man, in this organization, man, that's been helping us get where we at all year. So we're going to sit together, and we're going to ride it to the end.
You're on that defense with Vaughn and Pete Ware. Tell me about their relationship and how they push each other.
You know what, man? It's kind of like a big brother, little brother type of thing, man. And D-Ware is a pure-born leader, and Vaughn is as well. So you got – two of the greatest players of all time, man, out there today and on opposite sides of the ball. So they kind of complement each other. It's hard to slide to one or chip one, and you got to do the same to the other. So it's kind of difficult to block, man. And then that you got to pick your poison. And obviously, man, if you just watch the last New England game and watch the way them two guys play, man, I mean, you'll be amazed at the type of way they could change the game. Just them two guys alone. And then you add Derek Malik and Antonio Smith rushing up the middle. It's just unbelievable, man. And the type of success they've been able to have throughout their career. And obviously, you know, they competing with each other within, but it's a healthy competition, you know, kind of like Chris and Talib, man. But at the end of the day, we're a team, and those guys been carrying the ship. I mean, oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely going to always keep an eye on him and know where he at on the field. But like I said, he's a heck of a playmaker. But we got a lot of playmakers on defense as well, too. And we confident in our players and our defensive coaching staff and the scheme they put us in. So, and the game plan they come up with. So we confident in that. And we have a plan for it, and go out there and do our job.
On your secondary, they've been so important for you guys because they give you that extra time to
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. They've been solid all year. I mean, you know, we had two of our guys went to the Pro Bowls, and we had one alternate. And to me personally, I think we should have had all four guys should have been Pro Bowlers, no doubt, because they had – all of them had Pro Bowl type of years. And they've been I mean, you got to think what they did. They got Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, just different, some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What they've been able to do to those guys, man, has been unbelievable, man. And it's definitely a huge contribution to our success, man. So take it easy.